I want to direct your attention to 1 Peter 4:17. Time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God. If it begins with us first, what will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel? God gave me the word judgment for this year. What do I mean when I say God gave me the word? For some years, God has, as I prayed, I have had a sense of direction from God about how to pray. That's all it is. Is this the word of God? Of course not. The only thing that's the word of God is Holy Scripture. And every word that anyone says has to always be tested by Scripture. Not only that, even if something is scriptural, people need to evaluate through prayer, is God impressing this on me? So I want to say two things. First of all, every word is to be tested by conformity to Scripture. Secondly, even if something lines up with the basic principles of Scripture, your conscience is bound by nothing but the Word of God. You need to pray and say, Lord, is this something you're laying on my heart? For some years, I've had that sense of as I prayed for the future, God, how should I pray? How should I prepare God's people? What should be a focus or foci of as I think of preaching in this coming year? And for a number of years, I kept that to myself. And then in November of 2004, I received the word destruction for 2005. 2005 began with the tsunami. And that Sunday, as the tsunami had just happened, we didn't know the results of it completely yet. It ended up 300,000 people roughly were killed. I shared that word and that God was shaking the world. And, of course, we had Katrina, then we had Rita, and people kind of took alarm to that. I think the year after that or the year after that or something was the word provision. And then in 2007, I received the word collapse. And 2008 resulted in a collapse economically that is we're still feeling and we're not over yet, and don't believe your government and the financial whiz kids who talk on TV. We're still in that, and it's getting worse. The word was collapse. And then I thought, man, I don't need to be saying these words to people, but anyhow, I was sitting and praying, God, what are you saying about 2009? And this was late 2008. And the word was darkening, and God immediately gave me the scripture, the light shines in the darkness, so the darkness has not overcome it or comprehended it. And then for 2009, God gave me the, for 2010 rather, in 2009, God gave me the word chaos. As I meditated on that, I thought, boy, I don't need to say that. And so I was very hesitant. I decided not to say it to anybody. And I said it to my wife, and she said, I think you're right not to share that. But as I prayed about it, something happened in the next month or two. And so I shared it, and I shared it in a sermon, but shared it in the context of God's provision. And the antithesis of chaos is God's shalom. So I thought, well, you know, Lord, I don't know. You know, I don't want to get into this trap. People are asking for words, and you know, it's about a prayer focus for me. It's about how I think about what I'm going to be preaching on. And I heard the word judgment. How did I hear that word? Did I hear a voice? Of course not. I don't need to be put in the asylum. I don't hear voices. I don't have things vibrating my tympanic membranes. And, you know, it's just there's a sense of knowing that you know something. And I heard that word judgment. I immediately thought of a dream that I had on August the 4th. It was a very unusual dream. It was a double dream. I was dreaming, and I can't even remember what I was dreaming, but I heard a voice speak to me in the dream. And the voice said, a display of the judgment of God is a manifestation of the grace of God because there is opportunity to repent. I woke up. Whoa, man. Whoa, wow. And I went back to sleep. And I dreamed again. And again, a voice spoke to me in the dream and said these same words. A display of the judgment of God, of the justice of God, a display of the justice of God is a manifestation of the grace of God because there's an opportunity to repent. And when I When I received the word in December for 2011, I remembered the dream because I wrote the dream down, and I really felt the dream was from God. So I want to share with you some thoughts regarding the dream and the word. And that comes to us from 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 17. I shared this the Sunday before New Year's and also somewhat New Year's night, or New Year's Eve night. And as we were talking, one brother shared some thoughts, another brother shared some thoughts, and God really impressed me with this scripture, "For time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God." This is what God is saying to me. Now, is God saying this to me? Of course I don't know that. Nor can I say to you with absolute finality, "Thus saith the Lord." There's only scripture you can say that about. But if I've ever heard from God, this is what God is saying to me. It is time for Christian people, particularly Christian leaders, to clean up their act. It is time for people to get their business straight with the Lord, and their secret sins are going to be made public in 2011. So, I think of the phone call this afternoon that has crushed me and has put me in a very difficult spot, because I was going along with a plan that allowed a local church session to deal with the matter themselves in private, and honored their desire to do it that way. Now I have received a horrible rebuke from someone who felt I was very much out of order. I don't believe I was out of order, but there we go. So what is God saying to us this for 2011? This is what He's saying. If you've got sin in your life, even if it's not a big sin, even if it's a little thing, even if it's an attitude rather than an action, you better get your business straight, because God is going to expose it to other people if you don't privately deal with it to God. That's what God's saying to me. So what's your sin in your life? Maybe something like pride. I have had my pride in the past week profoundly exposed a couple of times with a terrible faux pas that I committed while out of town in something I failed to do. Our brother shared his experience. Immediately I thought of the word, which I told you what that word was already, didn't I? And I said, boy, that's the word for the year. The word is, God wants to burn out of you and me the things that are hindering us from being all that God wants us to be. For the time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God. It begins with us first. What will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel? So this is a good word. See, these words sound bad, but they're really good words. Judgment is a good word if you understand it in light of the word in the dream. A display of the justice of God is a manifestation of the grace of God, because there's an opportunity to repent. Where there's repentance, there's always restoration and healing. We serve a God who wants to bless us. We serve a God who wants to make us happy. We serve a God who wants to make us fulfilled. He wants us to deal with our business, because He wants there to be nothing in our lives that hinders us from receiving all that He has for us in the blessing of God. That's the word that I've gotten from God. And it is that this is the year, more than any other year, in which our sin will find us out. Think of it. It may be your telephone making a phone call without your even doing it. They do those things, you know. They make phone calls because of your squirming or wiggling or whatever. It may not even be the last number you dialed. And it may call someone's home and leave it on their answering machine so that there is a tape record of what you were saying in private. Emails. Facebook. Facebook has become a means of adultery like nothing in the world has ever been. You say, what? And here's how it works. 50 years ago, Lulabelle... and I were boyfriend and girlfriend. I haven't heard from her in 50 years, you know. But now suddenly she's had angry with her husband, left her husband, and she connects with me on Facebook. And of course, every marriage has its negatives as well as its positives. Because every spouse has qualities like mine. And so, you know, romance, it's not always there 100%. And our memories are amazingly distrustful. We remember the best of certain things and forget the worst. And in other situations, we remember the worst and forget the best. So now I've connected on Facebook with Lula Bell. And she's begun to tell me how much she loved me and never got over it, and how she only married Jethro because, you know, blah, blah, blah. And now we're connected. By the way, I had a lady call me several months ago. This is how I realized this. My illustrations are always based on real things that happened to me. And so I had this woman call me, and she said, "My husband, I found on Facebook this woman that he had an affair with years and years ago, back when we lived in Alexandria. This woman has attempted to contact him on Facebook. What should I do?" I said, "Destroy the message. Don't ever let him know she tried to contact her." See what happens? I'm just telling you. Modern technology has given us an ability to fall into sin like nothing we've ever had before. Now, here's what I'm telling you. If you've got something in your life, God wants you to be secretive about it and be open with Him and say, "Lord, You know the story here. You know this. Lord, help me to deal with it." And if you can't deal with it with just you and the Lord, call your pastor or somebody. You know, if you're a lady, call your pastor's wife, or call an elder or an elder's wife or whatever. But for the sake of Jesus, deal with your business. Because what I believe God is saying to me is, judgment is coming. And be sure your sin will find you out. God is not going to allow any cover-ups. No cover-ups. So you deal with it, just you and the Lord, and it's gone. You don't have to worry about it. It's under the blood of Jesus. There's nothing blocking your prayers. There's nothing hindering you. Enter into the joy of your Lord and live for Him in 2011 in peace and confidence. But if you say, "Oh, I can't deal with this. I'm not ready to give this up." Maybe you love money. If I ever saw a place where people love money, it is Beverly Hills. Stayed in a hotel on the Sunset Strip. They love money out there. And I never saw so many depressed people in my life. It's so unhappy. Why does America have a pandemic of depression? Because it has a pandemic of narcissism. And as the Simon and Garfunkel song went, "I learned the truth from Lenny Bruce, and all my wealth can't buy me health, and so I smoke a pint of tea a day." What does that mean? It means that the guy, even though he's rich, he's in misery, and he smokes a pint of marijuana a day. That's a lot. Oh, by the way, when I walked down a particular road, there were clinics lined up with all of these symptoms. "Come in and we will diagnose you as needing marijuana, and then you can go buy it legally." I thought, wow. I even carried a couple of the cards. I thought, they ain't going to believe this back here in Podunk Holler. How are you going to keep them down on the farm after they've seen Parit? Well, I don't want to be hit by somebody toked up. So I'm staying down here in Podunk Holler with you all. I'm telling you that judgment is coming. That's the word. Deal with your business. Why? Because a display of the justice of God, that's what judgment is a manifestation of the grace of God. Because it's an opportunity to repent. Guess what? If you don't deal with it, God will deal with it. And that's what I'm impressed with. 2011 is the year of nakedness. He's going to strip you naked in front of everybody in 2011 unless you get naked and real before God and deal with your business and say, Lord, burn this thing out of me. Whatever you got to do in my life, do it. Whether it's your love of money or whether it's pride or whether you got a drinking problem or whether you got a drug problem, prescription or otherwise, whatever it is, deal with it. Is that a bad word? See, I don't think it's a bad word. I think it's a good word. It's a good word. It's a display of the justice of God is a manifestation of the grace of God because of the opportunity for it. What does God want? Listen, I want to say this in closing, and then we'll have some prayer. God loves you. I mean, He loves you. He really loves you. He loves you so much that He sent His only begotten Son into the world for you. And as Augustine said, He loves each of us as if there were only one of us. God loves you so much that God will go to any length for you to enjoy Him. Because the best thing there is knowing Jesus. I went down last night to turn some water on and spigot outside my house. It was very cold. And I looked up at the sky and I said, God, I thank you I live right here. And I thought about a house that I visited and the coldness and the deadness and the unhappiness. It was like an ice palace. But unbelievably fine. Materialism leads to suicide because materialism takes away the human soul. And when your soul is dead, what is there to live for? So, deal with your business. Is that the word of the Lord for 2011? I believe it is. It lines up with Scripture. And 2011 has gotten off to an unbelievably amazing start for me. Here it is, the 12th of January, and I've seen so much happen with so many people in so short a time. And I knew our brother was willing to share a few thoughts. And he's not the only one I've been dealing with. It's time for judgment to come, begin at the house of God. Anybody have any thoughts before we take a time to pray? We want to remember our brother Elton.